Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, you know how I'm really bad with coming up with fun facts to start each episode with?
You know,
they
all know this.
They know this. Yes. This is a common factual knowledge thing. Okay. I came prepared today.
You did.
Yeah. So long story short, I had to get my car to get maintenance today, which meant I had to get a rental car. So I'm driving around this other person's car and my phone wasn't connected to it. So what did I have to do? I couldn't listen to my music on my iPhone. I had to listen to an actual radio, which was like new for me. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like national holidays and stuff. And first of all, just side note, today is National Underwear Day.
Sure.
But I was like, the guy was like, who makes this stuff up? And then when we walked in, we were talking to Mark. And Mark, no, he was like, who makes this stuff up? And I was like, that's such a common thing. So I looked it up really quick. And do you want to know, like, what holidays are all on today?
There's multiple?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with it. British Columbia Day.
Okay.
Civic Holiday. Heritage Day in Alberta.
Okay.
Natal Day.
What is that?
Natal Day? I'm not really sure.
Okay.
National Underwear Day.
Uh-huh.
New Brunswick Day. New South Wales Bank Holiday, Northern Territory Picnic Day, Terry Fox Day, Work Like a Dog Day. That's what? All today.
How do you establish
it? I don't know, guys. If you guys answer for us, if you know who creates this, I just went to like National Holiday Today. Wait, nationaltoday.com.
You know, I bet it's like some guy who like hates his job and he just gets emails all day of like these teenagers being like,
oh, yeah,
hey, let's make it a donut day. And he's just like, whatever.
Approved. Yeah. Or he's like high as a kite and is just making this stuff up in his head. Anyways, hello. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. This is Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we are here to advise you, as we do.
Yes. We are excited to be here. So we both went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like pre-recorded a couple episodes.
Yeah, everything you guys heard like happened in the past. It was past.
I mean, yeah. But I don't know about you, but I was like going through withdrawals. Like,
yeah, I felt weird.
Missed it.
You know what was weird? Was walking back in here today. I was like,
yeah, I was so excited.
Can't believe I did this weekly. And then I just went like two straight weeks without it.
2 weeks, yeah.
Which is what I did for Estonia too. Yeah, and it felt weird.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Like it.
It's weird. We don't like it. We miss you guys.
We do.
You guys are a big part of our lives. And we feel it when you're not there.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. You definitely impact Ashley because on the way here, she didn't say one word to me. But we walk in and now she's like, hi guys,
we gotta turn it on.
She loves it. I'm just saying, that's how much you love it.
So much joy.
Okay, so
Taryn, no, I'm gonna start this. Taryn has been acting so weird for like a week. I'm not kidding. Probably like 6 to 7 days ago, she was like, okay, there's something I want to tell you. And I was like, oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me now. And she goes, but I can't. I have to tell you on the podcast.
Yes.
And this is something that's been happening with us for a while, which is so much fun. But this girl told me 7 days ago, and I've had to wait. And I don't understand, one, why she told me this in the first place, unless she's just trying to annoy the hell out of me.
No. When you hear the story, you're going to understand how freaking hard it was for me to not say anything. But I will admit, if roles were reversed, I probably would have punched you in the face. Because not only did I tell her a long time ago, but pretty much every other day I'll be like, oh,
I can't wait to tell
you.
Yeah,
and just like pure joy on her face. And she'll get this excited tearing comes out. And then I'm just sitting here like, I want to be in that excited phase too, but I can't because she won't tell me, and it's been so annoying.
You know what's the most amazing thing? Is everyone listening, if they've been listening and they know some background to some of our episodes, will like enjoy this just as much as you will.
Okay, well, we're ready.
So
we've been ready.
You know, for me, I like I said, you guys should know, I don't get surprised when weird things happen to me, but I enjoyed this so much just because of our podcast. Because
you knew you were going to talk about it on the podcast?
So I went to get a massage with my mom.
Oh.
What is the most ironic thing?
Someone fell asleep?
Dude. Straight.
Shut up.
No, I've been dying to tell you this. Okay.
How?
If you are not like familiar with our other episodes,
what episode one of was our that? Four?
Yeah, it was one of our first ones. It's called Narcoleptic Masseuse, and it's about this guy who goes to get a massage, and the massage therapist.
First of all, if you haven't listened to it, stop what you're doing right now.
Oh my gosh!
Please go back to the episode and listen to the whole thing. It's so worth it. Now,
okay.
Now that you've done that,
so welcome back. So I go in and I'm getting a massage, and it was like amazing. Like the whole like, because you know you start like laying on your stomach, so the whole like her doing my back and legs and all that stuff was great. I flipped over and it was like going fine, but then like I started noticing like, she started doing this, like, she would, like, be pressurized and just moving, like, down my arm super slow. And I was just thinking in my head, like, huh, I mean, that's an interesting technique. Like, sure, yeah, I'm sure some people are into it. But in the back of my mind, I was like, wouldn't that be funny if she's falling asleep? So then it was, like, subtle things where I was like, I swear, like, I would feel her, like, jump. And so I was like, no
twitch
way.
A little bit.
Like, no way. So then she does this thing, and then she just completely stops moving, but is like fully holding one of my feet.
Oh my God.
And so that's when like I was like, there's no way. So I would start like moving slightly, or I would like clear my throat. The whole time I didn't want to say anything because I was like, let's see where this goes for the podcast.
Right,
of course.
Right.
So the best part. Well, one of the best parts is she comes up to, like, my arm. Her problem was she kept using a stool and sitting down. You know what I mean?
Aren't you not supposed to
I've seen people that will do that. Like, if they're doing your feet, they'll, like, bring a stool over and, like, sit.
Okay.
And this was, like, a nice place, so it's not like it was, like, I don't know. But she kept doing it. And I feel like after the first time I would notice myself falling asleep, I'd be like, homegirl, you got to stand. You got to shake it out. Like, But she kept doing it. So then she comes to my arm, and this was when I opened my eyes. And all of you who are listening, this is one of the reasons you should watch our YouTube videos, because I'm going to demonstrate, but I'll try to interpret as well. So she's holding my arm and like slowly moving, but when I opened my eyes, she was literally going like this.
Oh,
I swear I'm not exaggerating. Like falling side to side. Like she looked like she was on a boat.
Oh my God.
And holding my arm the whole time. That's what was so trippy is like
you
she
were
was still
her
moving.
Anchor.
Yeah, I was her anchor. And then the one part that like was not comfortable is you know where they do like when you're on your back, they like scoop under your neck and like pull your head up.
Yeah.
So she did that really slowly and then just stopped for like a good amount of time. So like my, her like fingers were like in my skull and my head was just up. And I was like,
wow.
Dude, but can you believe that?
Like, what are the odds of you getting that masseuse?
I know.
That did the exact same thing as one of our listeners. I know. That's so weird.
And remember when we read that story? I don't know, but when we read it, I was like, I've never heard of this happening.
I've never heard of that before, and this is the second time I've heard it.
Yeah.
Wow, is this a thing, guys? Mark, have you heard of that? No?
I can't see him.
He's shaking his head now. That's interesting. Yeah. I'm wondering if there is a if this is a thing, if it's a common thing. Which, but you know, you got to give it to them. They're sitting there in a dimly lit room
with that music,
with all kinds of essential oils blowing around, you know, and that calming music. For what, like a good 8 hour shift?
Probably? It's true. She sounded sick too. She kept coughing, which I was like, that's, you know, not my preference, but like,
kidding.
So I think she like wasn't feeling good.
I'm sorry, are you sick?
Yeah. But
don't touch me.
Yeah. At the end, she's like, how do you feel? I was like, I feel great.
I feel great.
She walked
out. How do you feel after that nap?
I lost it. Like, I lost it. So I get in the car and I tell my mom, she was not as happy because she paid for it as like a gift. So she was like, you better email them. And I was like,
yeah, I will. Part of me is like, I'm really glad that you like stuck it out to like tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah.
I would also have been very interested if you told her something right away, the exact opposite of our listener, the guy who wrote it.
My whole thing is I always feel bad for people. And so like I wrote an email.
But we advised him.
Well, this is what I did. Okay. I wrote an email and I said, just want to let you know, like, I'm not going to give you the name of the person or the location, but like this did happen because it's like a big chain for massages. I never know what the correct thing to say is. But so I said, I feel like I should be either refunded or like credited another massage, but like if you're gonna require me to like turn someone in, then like I'm fine. So I did definitely like take a step to be like, hey, like,
good,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good middle ground.
Yeah, but oh my God,
I'm proud of you for writing that.
I laughed for a good 15 minutes when I got out.
Kidding.
I was so excited to tell you.
Jeez. That's so crazy. I get massages all the time. I've never
me
in
too.
My life had someone do that to me.
Me too.
Was it the same chain?
No.
Wait, did our listener like mention the chain?
No, he said it was like a little, one of those like little places. So this is like a big one that's like all over the place.
See, that's even shocking because like you would expect that at a small place, not a big one.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Guys, if there's anyone out there listening who has had this happen to them in the past, please write us, DM us, tell us, because I think we're onto something here. What if there's this whole conspiracy happening within the massage chain, you know,
world.
Corporation?
What would the conseracy
job?
Be?
They
drug
their
employees.
They're
all
drugs. There's something in all the, like, too much essential oils is a thing. I don't know. The possibilities are endless.
Well, okay. So sorry to take up so much time in the beginning, but it was worth it to tell you.
Definitely worth it.
Yes.
I'm going to just adjust my chair a little bit. That's so much better.
You good?
I was like hunched over and I hate hunching. I could feel it in my back. So, you know, old people probs.
How are you? Do you have anything to
say? I'm great. I just got back from visiting my family in Illinois, which was one of the best vacations I've ever had, like ever. I don't know why it was so good. It had been a long time since I'd seen them, so that was really fun. For those of you that don't know, my dad's side of the family lives in Illinois. It's a small little town down there, and my aunt has a lake house, and I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I got an email. Sorry, Mark.
Was that an email?
It was an email.
Let me see your phone.
What? What did you think it was? It's an email.
Oh, it looked like a Hinge app.
I already told you I deleted it. Rude. Don't call me out.
Anyways, we were at my aunt's lake house the entire time and we had so much fun. I literally tubed and skied and ate my heart's worth of country, homemade
country,
soul food.
Country goods.
It was great.
Your pictures and videos looked amazing. I was living
so
through
great.
You.
It was so great. I like justified the food because, you know, skiing, tubing all day long? That's hard work.
You burn it
that's
right
hard
off.
Work, people. And
totally.
I don't get my aunts cooking very often. So
yeah, it's all it's about
a big
balance.
Deal. Yeah.
Letting
it's great. But I'm back.
It.
I'm back. Cool. Back in the routine of things and stuff.
Cool. So last week we had an update.
We did.
Episode.
We had an update episode.
The feedback has been so cool. And it's kind of great. Confirmed what we thought, like mm-hmm. how people are as invested as we were. But also, like, when I was listening back to it, I was kind of trying to listen, like, what if this was the first episode I listened to? Mm-hmm. And it still was super interesting. So I feel like it was, like, a great thing.
It was so much fun. If you guys, I mean, I feel like you guys are all on board anyways, but if you want to hear more update episodes, please let us know, because we had a great time. We were fully invested, and it seems like you guys were too, so that's good.
Yeah,
we're all one big UA fam.
We are a great UA fam.
Mm-hmm.
Fam bam. Okay, well, I have a DM I wanted to read, and then we can like go. Okay, so she doesn't say she wants to be anonymous. Again, if y'all don't clarify, we can't be held accountable.
Name's fair game if you don't tell us.
Yes.
Otherwise.
Name's
fair game.
Name's she liked that.
That flowed so well. Shocked.
Name's
continue.
Fair game. So this is from our Instagram DMs, okay. And it's from, I think it's Caters. But she said, LOL, OMG, I just have to say that I have been listening to you guys since the beginning, and this whole time I've been thinking your voices are switched. Now I have to re-listen to old episodes to visualize the right personality with the right person.
Oh my gosh.
Total mind blown.
That's so funny.
That's that happens to me with...
I've done that too.
Oh my gosh, the murder podcast.
My favorite murder.
Yeah, my favorite murder.
That's funny. It happened with me and with.
Yes.
Wow, that happened to me with their podcast as well.
Because I listened to it for a while, then I saw their pictures and immediately assigned the voice to who I thought it looked like it fit.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny that she has us switched.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I thought Karen's voice was. What's her name?
Georgia.
I thought Karen's voice was George's voice for the longest time. And then I went and saw them live, which, you know, made me so happy. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Which is so...
That's interesting.
Why is...
Which, like, obviously, I know I figured it out at a certain point because they would call each other by each other's names. And then I'd realize, oh, you know, I had it wrong. But, like, I really solidified it when I saw them live.
But, like, why? I've done that before where I've been like, oh, his voice doesn't match his face.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means nothing. It just means your brain interpreted it to be a certain way and it wasn't.
That's just interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I thought that was interesting. So, let's go on a short break and we'll get into stories.
Let's.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, give us a teaser.
Can I hit you with a title? Because this girl did great with her title.
Wow, it looks long. Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to look at your paper.
Get your eyes.
Can I just say
off of my letter?
So we live together now, right?
We do.
And like
roomies.
There's been times
of life, and that's all life.
You know what I'm talking about?
Just anyone?
Okay. Ryan, and Adam Marlowe.
Karen, this is pull it together.
Okay, I'll like walk by the counter, and all of a sudden Ashley will like walk all fast and like pull papers and look at me like I cheated off her test. And I'm like, what? She's like, you can't look at my
title. Your
titles.
Wandering eyes are going to see a title, and then you're going to know a good little like idea of what I'm going to talk about.
You know what? Just read your title.
Anyways,
read your lengthy title.
Anyways, this girl hit it out of the ballpark. Are you ready?
Yes. I said yes.
She says, in the words of Rapunzel, when will my life begin? Alternate title. I have 99 problems, but as for a social life, I don't have one.
Oh my God. That was pure gold.
I looked at that and was like, she wins. I don't even have to read it. Like, I choose you.
But like,
it
they both so are equally
there's,
good.
Like, I know she sat down and thought of it and was like, I can't decide. I'm going to just put both because they're so good.
I'm so glad she did.
Good for you. I loved it. And it, honestly, I started printing before I even read it. I was like,
you're
that's
like,
gonna
even
be
if this
so
story good. Sucks.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, title. Eventually I read it, but
yeah,
I was that excited because I was like sold. Anyways,
oh my gosh,
we're gonna break and then we're gonna hear all about her 99 problems and no social life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully
done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. You ready, girl?
Yeah, we back.
Aye, aye, Captain. I can't hear you.
That didn't even go. That wasn't even like you started. That's so weird.
But why couldn't you have like helped me out there?
I'm not going to help. That didn't even go right. Get out, Taryn. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Moving on to what y'all are here to listen to in the first place.
I've been bothering her all
day. Not Taryn's
all day
singing. It's been one of those days where she just like woke up on one side and I woke up on another.
You should have seen us. I wish I would have like turned a camera on in the car.
She's been so happy
I
all
was
day
dancing.
And I've been stressed and trying to finish
I know,
a video
I know.
And emails. And she's just like, hey, you good? Just over here dancing.
At one point I looked over and I was shaking my head almost like a dangerous amount while driving. And I looked over and Ashley was just like holding her phone up, but like staring straight ahead. And I was like, oh, we're not.
That's my thinking face. That is my thinking face to a T. Anyways.
Okay, sorry.
We digress because we have a story to tell you. Okay. Yes. Let me just double check anonymous stuff. Okay, she said I can
anonymous.
Say it. Okay. This is from Olivia. And again, because it was so good, her title is, in the words of Rapunzel, when will my life begin? Or an alternate title, I have 99 problems, but as for a social life, I don't have one.
Oh, I love that
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, here she goes.
Oh my God.
Hey, Ashley and Taryn. First things first, I love your podcast.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
She says, you guys are so funny and we share the same sense of humor. So I love using your podcast as a way to decompress, which is a pretty hard thing for me to do. Since
oh, that's cool.
I am an Enneagram 1.
Ooh.
Ooh. For those of you who aren't Enneagram fanatics like Taryn and I, Enneagram 1 is like the perfectionist. So it kind of makes sense that she struggles with decompressing because she's always like, go, 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 getting everything right, perfect.
I don't know if you know this. I feel like you would. But like, are those more rare? Because I feel like I don't come across a lot of people that are 1s.
Matt is a 1.
But that's the only one I know. Oh, Vanessa might be a 1.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're like rare. I just think okay. You personally don't have a lot of 1s okay. in your life. But yeah, we know a couple 1s.
Okay.
Anyways, she says she's a 1, which, you know, that's great. She's a 1. I'm not good with saying y'all sometimes. I'm trying to read it.
You're doing so much better.
After listening to y'all for months, I finally caved and took the test. I'm sad to say I'm a control freak type 1, but happy because some articles say Captain America would be 1.
Hey.
So that makes me feel much better.
Totally.
Anyways, on to my question/problem. I would totally do Captain America number one.
You would do Captain America?
I would do Captain America number one.
Ashley, this is a family channel.
Anyways, my name's
Your
Olivia.
Face is getting red.
You can say my name. I'm 23. So hello, Olivia, age 23. I graduated from college in 2018 and have a job teaching at a high school I graduated from. I live in a town I've been in my whole life except for 5 months when I was in the UK. That being said, I feel like I'm in a rut socially. Literally, all of my friends, except for one, have moved / are moving away. I'm not exaggerating when I say literally, legitimately, they're all gone.
Dang.
I know the most basic answer is this, is to go out and meet people, but this is what I'm struggling with. I work 14-hour days because I always bring my schoolwork home, and I'm a dance coach. I want to meet new people and wouldn't mind meeting a cute guy who would treat me right.
Don't
but
we all?
I am struggling to do this. I have essentially no work-life balance and feel as if I'm trapped in a post-college grad tower waiting to escape and have a rewarding life. Hint, that's where the title came from.
Oh,
she's so cute.
She's cute.
Despite being an extrovert, I have social anxiety, so going out, bars, trivia, anything with people is exhausting. If I do go out, I'll have a good time while I'm out, but the second I get into my car, I overanalyze how I acted and convince myself that I was either rude, weird, annoying, etc.
Dang.
In addition, I don't seem to have the same interest as some of the people my age. I have been to the club 3 times in my life, and I'm not really the party type, especially since my students go to clubs in my city. That was a mixture of me and you.
Yeah.
She's gone to the club 3 times. She's not really the party type. That is so me.
Yeah.
And
then
students,
the kids going
you
dancing.
You run into your students all the time.
That's a true story.
I've gone to like lunch with her and her family, and I guarantee you, every single time, doesn't matter what time of day or what restaurant we go to, they run into students from schools. So we both feel you right there. We get it. She continues, I do go to church, but there aren't a lot of young people there.
That's hard.
I feel that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I go out with my sister to events in downtown, in my city occasionally, but don't seem to meet people. Maybe I have a resting bitch face. Who knows? I do. I've had so many people call me out for that. She says, people keep telling me to relax, get to go, get out more, which annoys me because I don't see myself as the type to make new friends at a club or bar. Girl, same. I'm the same. We're the same. She continues. I made my old friends who all moved away, either in high school, college, or at my old job. I'm in an onion-like Shrek or cake, because that's cuter.
Oh my gosh,
because I have
cute.
Layers. By spending time with people, I show them who I am and can be comfortable being myself. I'm sorry this is so long. I'm a teacher, so I provide tons of context with everything I say. Please give me your unsolicited advice on how to rebuild my social life.
Aww.
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hello, Olivia. I don't know why, I really relate to her.
I could tell.
On so many levels. I just kept feeling like, oh, me. And then, you know, bring it back to her. But yeah, I feel like I struggle with that a lot too.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I feel like it's very similar for you in that, like, you've been in the same place that you've grown up with your whole life.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely struggled with friends moving away.
Yeah.
And having to deal with, like, okay, well, like, what do I do now? And I also work at a school, so it's not like you can meet anyone really there. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, hard to, well, dating-wise. I mean, some friends I've made from work, but it's hard when you, like, work all day and you just want to go home. And then especially if you don't have, like, I have the personality type where, like, if someone was like, hey, let's go out, like, I can rally and turn it on. But if, like, I struggled with that where I'm, like, I'm uncomfortable, like, I don't want to go dance, I don't want to go do whatever, then that's even harder to, like, find those areas to push yourself in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, fully. And I, on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, I do struggle with getting myself to go out. I need people to pull that side out of me.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, if we're being honest, doing something crazy spontaneous, I feel a need for that probably every 6 months.
Yeah.
I where like that. I want to hop on a plane. I want to get in the car and just like drive, and I don't know where I'm going to go, but it's fine. Like, I'll figure it out. That happens probably every 6 months where I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas I know plenty of friends who like, that's just how they live. Yeah. Like, that's a lifestyle for them. That would exhaust me. And just even thinking about that, like, I'm tired. Yeah. You know, I can't think about that. As for the friend situation, I feel very similar to you. When I graduated high school and started working, I didn't even have friends from high school that I kept in touch with. So everyone that I hung out with were people that I met at work.
Yeah.
And it was great because I'm not extremely outgoing. I know how to be outgoing and make friends. But if I'm stuck around someone for a long time, I'm going to just say it. I'm a good time. They're going to like me.
Yeah.
And then we end up being friends. Like, yeah. I'm a very likable person, so it's not hard for me to make friends. But getting myself out there to do that is hard.
Yeah.
Once I'm in a situation with people, like, it's not hard. Like, I can talk. Like, it's a good time. But getting myself there is difficult. So when I moved to LA for the first time, Taryn knows, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I had a really hard time making friends because I was working from home.
Yeah.
I didn't even have like a work base to meet fellow employees and like intermingle in that way. So I legitimately was like, do I have to join a club?
Yeah.
Like, do I have to, you know, do I need to start going out and dancing? But like, the truth is, like, I don't care to dance that much.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go out like in that way. Like, it's just not my, again, every 6 months. So do I try to make a friend every 6 months, or do I try to do something different? I ended up meeting a small group of girls that I just ended up, like, it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And it took a long time though, but I ended up making myself go every single week to hang out with these girls, even though I didn't know a single one of them.
Yeah.
And they all seemed to know each other, like, somehow, like, some kind of connection. And I remember feeling very uncomfortable, but I just forced myself to go because I was like, this is your club.
Well, I was going
to
say,
this is my one opportunity to make friends. And so I really had to jump on it.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, it wasn't an easy thing for you. And I remember, like, you would come back and be like, oh my gosh, like, I shared my testimony today. Or like, I, you know, I told someone about like something I was struggling with. And so I think that's something important to realize, especially with people who struggle with social anxiety. Like, it's sometimes like people's advice is very like, oh, just put yourself out there. Like, you'll connect with someone, you'll whatever.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, honestly, sometimes it is a thing that you commit to and you have to work on.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would suggest, I mean, it sounds like you're going to church, you're trying to like look for people there. If your church community is not your age, or if whatever communities you're in with work or whatever, I think it's okay to like explore and find other places too. Mm-hmm. But like, I would set like really small goals. Like, this Sunday, I'm gonna like make eye contact and just say hi to like one person. And like, if that's all you can handle, good. Yeah. Or like, make up a line before, and it might feel like it's like disingenuous. But like, I would sit in the car and be like, I'm just gonna say, hey, like, I love your outfit, even if I haven't seen someone's outfit. But like, for me, that's a way to like bridge a gap. And then, you know how easy it is. Like, once you've said hi to someone, the next time you see them, you're just like, hey, like, you feel a little bit more.
I was just going to say, the way to make a friend with any girl is to compliment her on something she's wearing.
Yeah.
It never fails. There will immediately follow at least a good like minute conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's like, where is it from? Oh, no way. Like, is it still there? Yeah, you can probably still get it. And then you can just be like, oh, well, that's so cool. So anyways.
Yeah.
And then like start a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Girls are kind of easy like that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, especially girls, but like anyone, even just asking them questions about themselves, like, everyone loves talking about themselves.
True.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would do that. Another thing I would suggest is like to dive a little deeper in whatever communities you're in.
Yeah.
Like, all of the people that I would say I'm friends with at church were from like, because like I sing on the worship team. Like, that's how me
same.
And you met.
That's how,
So like, when you're on, or like if you go to like a certain thing, you volunteer somewhere, like, when you have like a team that you're a part of, it's like you automatically have, we've talked about this before, but you automatically have that common
denominator
that it's like, I have a reason to talk to you. I'm not just like going up to a stranger.
Yeah.
So I would suggest maybe trying like for a little while, like volunteering at certain places to get involved with, you know, things you're passionate about, so you know, like, oh, at least we share that passion, you know?
Yeah. That's so funny you said that, because I remember having a conversation. I think I told you guys before, but I used to work at hotels, and I had multiple people say, like, I was so friendly. I was, like, super outgoing. I used to work at one. The specific hotel was where people, like, stayed at for a long period of time for, like, long-term stay guests. So they would, like, be out here on business, and they'd stay for months. So we would just, like, they'd have their dinner, I'd have my lunch, and, like, we would just be sitting there kind of just chatting because they have nothing to do and I'm just stuck there. You know, I can't move. But it's so interesting. As long as I had, like, a desk in front of me, like the counter in between me and the customer, I was the most outgoing, funny, like witty, clever, and all these things. I'm like, where's this coming from? And it's because like I'm putting on this role, and I'm in this safe place where I feel like I'm able to just like completely just relax. And that's the kind of situation I think I have found with my small group. And that's the kind of situation that I feel like Olivia has to look for.
Yeah.
Where she can find a place where she doesn't have to necessarily be like the center of attention, and she doesn't necessarily have to do too much except for show up.
Yeah.
And then like the conversations will just start.
Yeah.
As long as you just consistently get yourself in opportunities like that, then I know you'll step up to the plate because you seem like a great girl.
Oh, totally.
And you'll start a conversation, and or someone will start one with you, and you'll just rise to that, you know?
Yeah. And like, I know she was saying like her schedule is overwhelming, and I fully get that, but you have to make time for yourself.
You
so
do.
Like, even when you're like super tired, like, you know, pack clothes, like a change of clothes in the car, and like, don't go home. Like,
change into a
pair of clothes and like go straight to somewhere, but like, make sure you're getting social.
Oh my God. This is a complete tangent. But I've had two people recently tell me how to take the best power nap. Do you want to hear what it is?
I think I was one of them.
Were you? No.
TK. Yes.
TK told me. And then my friend
probably told Alicia, and then Alicia told me, and I told you in the car.
No, TK told me. Oh.
I told you in the car, and then you said no. You didn't want to. We were driving and you were tired.
Coffee?
Yes.
Ed just told me the same story.
Oh, so it's totally valid. If Ed said it, I will believe
it. It's a total thing. Okay, guys, if you have not tried this yet, first of all, I'm not a big, like, I don't like taking naps in the middle of the day. I can't time it right. I know that there's a fine line where you go too far.
Yeah.
And I always go too far, so I never do it. It's something that I, like, did religiously when I was in college because I had no choice.
Yeah.
And I had to, and I would actually sleep in the back of my car for 10 minutes just to get myself to work.
Yeah.
But here's what I have learned, and I would love for you guys to let me know if you have done this in the past, and two, if it works. Basically, you take either a shot of espresso or a coffee, you down it, just throw it back as fast as you can, lay down, take a nap, set a timer for like 10, 15 minutes max, and you will wake up completely energized because the coffee is kicked in that time.
It's brilliant.
Isn't that amazing?
I feel like it makes sense.
It makes so much sense because you're tired. The coffee's not going to kick in for a while. So you sleep during that period while it's, you know, brewing and bubbling and getting your energy up.
Oh.
And then you wake up and voila, like you're a brand new person.
I feel like we should try it.
Shocked. I'm just mind blown. So the next time that I'm super tired, I'm going to try it. And I challenge you all out there. If you are feeling, you know, sluggish, or you feel like you have no social life because your schedule doesn't allow for one, then try the coffee technique and let me know how it goes.
I would love to
if this goes very wrong, it's not my fault.
It's Ed's. that's cool. But thank you for sharing your story. That was, I love the way she wrote.
Thank you, Olivia. You have, you wrote very beautifully.
Teachers.
Which was very nice and made it fun to read.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. And please let us know If you end up joining a club, or if you meet a group of friends, or you put yourself out there in some way, we want to hear about it to celebrate you and encourage you. And also, you know, all the listeners are here also.
And you sound like you have an amazing personality.
Yeah. You're so going to be fine. Honestly, we're there. Not worried about you.
Being funny gets you far.
Funny gets you far.
I will say.
Yeah. I was waiting for Taryn to be like, all you got to do is just tuck a little dad joke in your pocket. And, you know, you never know. It'll get you there.
You know. I would start Party a conversation viewers. With a dad joke.
Yeah, I mean, I would listen. So
I would listen. Okay, well, before we get to my story, Okay. It's about someone questioning if they're shallow or not. And honestly, we have had this exact conversation on my end so many times. Mm-hmm. I struggle with this too.
I struggle with that.
Yeah.
I agree. I know what Taryn's talking about. I feel like she's definitely feeling this. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's my story. So let's take a break and then we will be right back.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We back.
She back. Okay. So this is called I Feel So Shallow.
Relatable.
I loved it. Honestly, I knew exactly what it was. Okay. She doesn't say anonymous. Gosh, I keep telling myself I'm going to like highlight something at the top so I don't have to do this every time, but okay.
Just a quick glance.
You know, we could quick always just over. Like read it, and then if we by the end it says anonymous, we can just say,
yeah, Mark can
hey,
do
Mark.
That.
Can you edit that out? He's got it. Okay. So I'm just going to start this one. Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hello.
My name is Mia. I'm 19 and going to be a sophomore in college. Ah, youth.
Such a good time. Youths. Best time.
The youths. Firstly, I wanted to say how much I love, in all caps, your podcast.
Thanks,
oh, just
Mia.
Wait. This next sentence got me right in the feels. I honestly feel like I'm talking with my best friend.
Taryn and I have been emotional lately, so.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows? I might start crying.
I saw Lion King again, and I still ugly cried. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. She says, so I could really use your advice. A few weeks ago, a girl I know from high school called me and said that she thinks there's someone she knows that would be a great match for me.
Ooh.
I keep, you know, I say I want these phone calls, But then I get people in my life that are like, hey, there's this guy, and they show me him, and I'm like,
I just had this moment yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. I saw two pictures, two different guys that people wanted to set me up with, and I said, no. No.
See, but this is why we're going to get into the girl. Yeah. Ooh, girl. Okay. At first, I was very confused because, one, the girl is a year older than me, so we didn't really know each other. And two, the last time I saw her was probably in my senior spring break, which is more than a year ago. That is really random. So this girl doesn't really know me that well, and she was saying that she thinks me and some random guy could totally work. Yeah, I know. Super weird. She kept texting me, and eventually I think she gave up, but sent me this guy's number in case I wanted to check it out. After doing some stalking, haha, we love that for me. I love how she said that. Dude, I love stalking people on the internet. Like, if you're, for me, if you want to, like, set me up with someone, you have to be like, hey, there's this guy, here's his Instagram. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll get back to you in 24 hours.
24 hours.
I just felt like that's a good
such a long period of time.
Okay, I somehow decided to text this guy. I was feeling kind of brave and totally went for it, and it was such an amazing decision. I'm proud of you.
Good job.
Mia.
Well done.
So me and this guy texted and even talked a few times on the phone. We couldn't FaceTime, which I don't – why? I would like to know why.
I would like to know why, too. I feel like there's no reason.
You couldn't FaceTime. Yeah, because that for me is a big – because she hasn't seen this guy.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really know – the other friend that well to be like, hey, show me pictures, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe this situation could have been avoided, but maybe it couldn't have. Yeah.
We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but yeah. Like, should definitely push for that.
That's what I feel like FaceTime is just like you get a person's
essence. It's a confirmation, one, that they're not creepers.
Yeah.
And that's important. Two, it gives you a real good, or at least a phone call.
Yeah.
At least a phone call where you get to kind of get a vibe for them.
Yeah.
Because people can say a lot in texts.
Totally.
That don't really like show who
and
they are.
And like conversationally. Yeah. Yeah. To know like, okay, do we actually have like a flow in a conversation?
Yeah.
So me and this guy talked. Oh, I already said that. And we just hit it off. The girl was right. We had so many things to discuss about, and I really felt like it was going so well. 3 weeks later, me and the guy are finally meeting for the first time. Keep in mind that our hometowns are a few hours away from each other. I was so excited but extremely nervous, and I couldn't eat anything before, and I really hope that it was going to be a good date. Okay, so this is where it gets tricky. The moment I saw him, I knew it wasn't it.
It wasn't it?
Like, she wasn't feeling it.
Ah.
And that's, okay.
Oof, that sucks.
That's so hard for me because I feel like I come from like an opposite point where I don't know them at all, but I like, if there's not that initial like chemistry or attraction, then I tend to be like, eh, instead of like getting to know someone.
Yeah.
Which like then I feel really guilty about. So it's that whole thing where like everybody has their own taste and their own what they find attractive or not. But I don't want that to be the only thing. But it's hard when you don't know anything else about them. So that's literally all you have is like, you see them. Do I want to like initiate something or not? You know? Yeah.
Well, I think the truth is, and it's not everything, but like you have to be attracted to someone.
Yeah.
Something has to attract you to them.
I do think so, attraction can grow.
I think it can. And I think personality makes everyone 10 times hotter.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like 10 times just more sexy, more attractive when they have a good personality to go. Yeah. You know?
Or the opposite way. I've literally had guys that I'm like, you are a freaking statue and I am like in love with you. And then I have like a conversation with them and I'm like, dang,
dude,
you dumb.
Yeah. Like you can't hold a conversation.
Yes.
You're not clever. Like yes. You're not even trying. It feels like they don't, like no one's there.
And that means like everything to me. If you can't rally or like keep up with like my banter, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. No, 100%.
So that's what's hard is because she did have this connection, but then she saw him and she didn't feel any kind of.
Dang.
I know.
That's such a bummer.
It's so hard.
Such a bummer.
I just want to say I have nothing against any look or style. I really don't care how people look as long as they are nice and respectful. But when it comes to relationships, I really need to feel some chemistry, and it just wasn't there. The problem is that I feel so shallow because the second I saw him, I wanted to call it off and go back home.
Oof, yeah.
I know, I feel, but honestly, I appreciate her honesty because this is one of the things, like, every single person has felt this and maybe just won't say it because they feel bad. So it's a good conversation to have. I did manage to be with him for 3 hours, but when I left, I felt relieved, which is like, you don't want to feel that about, like,
the beginning of a relationship. Yeah, and no one wants you to feel bad about them either.
No. But now thinking about it makes me feel so bad about myself. Do you guys think this is okay for me to feel that? It's not like he was ugly. I'm not saying that at all, but he just wasn't my taste at all. Am I shallow or are my feelings just fine? Please help me. Thank you so much. XOXO.
I'm going to just cut right to the chase. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's shallow at all. I think that's dating. I think that is at its core what dating is. And you go, you meet someone, you talk with them. You get to know them. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah.
And looks has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, personality does too. It's the whole package, but
yeah.
You got to feel something. Yeah. If you don't feel anything, then I'm glad like she cut it off there.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with like kind of experimenting. Like there was like someone you had that with where you were like, I don't really know if I feel it, but like you hung out a few times because his personality was great.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, okay, let me see if this is just like, I don't really know you, so I didn't let myself connect.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, you do have to, like, you can't fake it, but that's hard. I always think, because every time, I remember like when I was younger, if like I liked a guy and they were like, oh, like, you're not my type, I used to be so sad by that.
I know. I think,
and
I used to take it personally too.
Oh, totally. I think everyone does.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Then there was like a time where I was like, wait, like I don't find everyone attractive. And it's not that I don't think that they have beauty, because I think every single person, no matter what they look like, is beautiful. But it's just me personally, what I attract to or not. And then who I don't find attractive, somebody else finds extremely attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's like, I think we need to get rid of that like stigma of being like, he doesn't like me, I'm not his type because I'm not pretty to him. Like,
right.
That or has perfect, nothing to do with
or
it.
Or whatever. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
I also want to just say, she said, is it okay to feel that? You guys know this is one of my triggers. I think every single feeling, whether it's a bad feeling, a wrong feeling, anything, you're always valid to feel anything.
Yeah.
I think you, just the fact that you're really sitting in this and trying to figure out shows that like you have a good heart and you're trying to make sure like you're not being shallow. But at the same time, like don't. You know, like we all were born with these abilities to like kind of like know what we want, or we have those gut feelings. So I think you should listen to it. But I do think like if he has a great personality and you guys connect, you know, I think it'd be worth giving it maybe like one more hang. But if you're like, oh, thank God, I don't want to see him again, then I feel like that's your answer too.
Yeah. And just to, again, like reiterate, I think that this is what casual dating looks like.
Yeah.
It just is. It has nothing to do with her. It has nothing to do with him. If there's no chemistry, there's no chemistry.
Yeah.
And the answer is easy. Like, move on to the next person. And it has nothing to do with anything else. And I feel like he would actually really appreciate her not wasting his time.
So follow-up question for you, because this is something that frustrates me. But I am a very direct person. If you were in his shoes, so like if you went on a date and the guy was like, she's just not my type, she's cool but she's not my type, would you want him to just straight up tell you that?
So I think it'd be hard for me to hear that.
Yeah.
Just as a human being, I would take it personally. However, I would rather him tell me than get excited for a second date.
Yeah.
Because what would
piss
me off.
Or just have him stop responding.
Yeah. What pisses me off, and this is like the I hate this the most, is ghosting.
Yeah.
Or if they're really not that into you and they're keeping a conversation going with like an underlining hope of a second date.
Yeah.
Screw you, bro. Like,
oh, that's
I'd rather
so annoying.
You just tell me that. Because like if I'm not your type, I'm not your type. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. At least I'd know to not keep trying with you. Like, I'd rather start trying with someone else.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like, well...
But it is and would be very hard to hear someone be like, oh, you're just not my type. Because I'd just be like, well, there's nothing else I can do. You know, like, I can do nothing about that.
But then in a way, I feel like, well, I do, because I do think like a dude a lot. But like, I'm very like, when guys will just randomly be like all talking to me and then like not, mm-hmm. I'm like, can you just sit? Like, just say it. I would rather just like, no. I feel like, I don't know, Mark, are guys more, do the guys just want to hear like, sorry, I'm just not into you, or like they like it sugarcoated?
Yeah, Mark, hit us with your wisdom, Mark.
No, direct.
Direct.
Direct. Yeah.
See, that's what I thought.
That is a, see, I see.
See, it's us girls,
no,
we're like,
wasting time. We're, yeah. We're, it's, there's no confusion. There's no, you know, guessing games.
Yeah.
It's not a game. It's like, no, here's how I feel, and that's where we're at. And then it's just, okay, well, I'm going to just move on from there.
Yeah. So, okay, well, she didn't really say, like, how it ended, but I feel like we just kind of gave you advice if you're trying to figure out how to, like, end it. But
yeah, I'm assuming if she felt that strongly about him,
yeah,
that they aren't seeing each other again. But I do want to say, I don't think she's shallow.
No,
obviously that was a concern of hers. Girl, you're not shallow.
You can't force things. Like,
no,
that's not, nobody wants that either. Like, if I knew a guy was dating me because he thought my personality was cool, but like he was forcing himself to like be into me, I would be like,
I would be mortified, and I would just be like, I would be upset that he dragged it on that long.
Yes. You want to be with someone who thinks you're as hot as you think you are yourself, right?
As you envision yourself being.
Humility. Okay. So, yeah. I think this is cool. I think this is a good topic, though, to talk about.
It's
because
a very interesting topic.
I'm super ballsy, so I'll just straight up be like, hi, are you, like, not into it? And, like, usually I just don't get an answer, but, like, that's fine.
Well,
that's fine.
You know, bluntness does scare some people. But that's
blunt.
Your answer. No answer is an answer, even though we hate that.
Ashley was shocked by my bluntness because I slid into the DMs again.
She always,
you know what I'm talking about?
She's always sliding. She slides up, she slides down, she goes.
Oh, by the way, all the freaking edits of me being like, no shame, like sliding into DMs, I was literally dying.
I cried.
Like, I don't know how I became
you
known as that.
You guys are so funny and clever. What was it? It was literally.
I was literally
on
a slide.
A recess, like school playground slide with a picture of Taryn just like going down the slide.
Sliding.
It was so
funny. Happy. No, yeah. Who did I DM? Oh, I DM'd Paul Klein from Lainey.
She did.
And I just said, have my babies. And Ashley was like, you
did
not.
That's literally all she said.
And
I
was like,
just like shaking my head, freaking Taryn over here being
Taryn.
I
don't have shame. Because honestly, what's the word? He's going to open it and be like, that's weird, and not respond,
honestly,
which I don't talk to him.
Hopefully it makes his day. Hopefully he's the kind of guy that's just like, not saying ew, but being like,
I appreciate
I'll take that compliment.
Because what I mean by have my babies is, hi, ask me on a date and be a gentleman and date me, then marry me, then have my babies. But like, I don't have time to say that. So, you
I
know.
Think he would take it more as like a compliment. As like,
He's
good looking.
He's hot.
You're good looking.
I actually volunteered at a church he led worship in before he got all famous. Mm-hmm. And I always had a crush on him. And then he got famous. And now I will never be able to communicate my love.
Nope.
So instead, I slide into his DM.
She found a way. Always a way.
Not a successful way, but hey.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to our entire episode. If you made it this far, then you're the real MVP.
You're the real
We're proud
one.
Of you. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, please send them to us. We'd love to hear them. Anything funny, anything serious. We want it all. Please send it to adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Also, follow us on all our socials, Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have a Twitter. We have a YouTube page.
Yeah,
all
we do.
Of the
freaking
links will
YouTubers
be
over here.
Yeah. Subscribe, rate, comment,
review,
share.
All those things.
All of the things.
Yeah.
That's
also,
it. Oh,
go edit crazy. We love your edits. That's all.
Oh my gosh.
I just
I
wanted to add that. It makes
and
my
the
day.
Selfies of you listening to the podcast.
Yeah, all
love
the
it.
Selfies. We love the selfies.
They're my favorite.
Please bring those back. Those are good. Okay. That's all.
That's it.
Moving on. Have a happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this on.
Kill
and
your
we'll
day.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.